Mix 94.7 KMCH. It is 810. Guest of the day, part one here. We're talking about Winthrop Days and Allie Frank along with me. Allie, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for making the long drive over.
Oh, yeah.
From Winthrop. Beating that morning rush hour there in Winthrop. You guys all getting ready, excited for the big weekend that's coming up?
Yeah, we are. Actually, a couple FFA kids helped put up fence yesterday.
And oh, good.
They did an amazing job. They kicked it out real quick.
So. Now, they're FFA kids, so it's not an electric fence, is it?
No.
Okay,
it was. They just brought their post pounders, and they pounded those.
Where is everything going down in Winthrop for Winthrop Days?
At the city park.
Okay, so right there off the main drag.
Yep.
Right there. You can't miss it as you drive through town.
Nope, you're going to turn by the church and Catholic church and head north.
That's the way I go home all the time.
Yeah.
You come up by the church and everything, go past there. Let's talk about some of the things. I know it's kind of a three-day affair starting on Thursday, so let's run through some of the events.
So Thursday, there's going to be kind of a kid zone with either crafts or games. The daycare kids corner is going to put that on for us. There'll be face painting by the EB dance team, and then the library is going to host Movie in the Park.
Oh.
And it's Homeward Bound.
Oh,
yeah, classic, right?
Yeah.
The beer tent will be open, and the carnival, and those, the beer tent and carnival both start at 5.
Okay, on Thursday night.
Yes.
So, because a lot of places you have to wait till Friday, but not in Winthrop.
No.
Because it starts Thursday and then goes Friday and Saturday. Let's talk about Friday events.
Yep, Friday we're going to have a pickleball learn and play. So instead of a tournament this year, if you've never played pickleball or don't know how, you can come and they can teach you.
Okay.
So it's a great opportunity for that.
I have to bring my own pickles?
No.
Okay.
Those will be provided for you.
Good. Okay.
That starts at 4. The carnival is open at 5. Barrel trains. They're, just pulling behind the lawnmower. The kids love it.
All the time.
Historical Center will be open from 5 to 7. Carter Goosey, he's 17. He just put out his first single. So we're super excited for him.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have like our community announcements, which is going to be Little Miss and Mr. Winthrop and our Citizen of the Year. And then Jim Miller and Dave Christofferson are going to play at 7. So Carter's at 5 and Jim's at 7. And we'll be having a community meal, and we're going to call it Ronnie's Friday because that's the fish trailer.
Okay.
And our Ronnie Crawford runs that. And we're like, hey, that's fun.
That's exciting. Let's try that. Yeah.
So our EBNHS, so National Honor Society, and EB Student Council are going to put on a meal for that. And they're going to have tenderloins, chicken strips, and french fries for the meal. And we'll also have Pits and Perks, which is a food truck from a local family in Winthrop as well.
Now, the Citizen of the Year in Winthrop, what does that entail? They don't have to pay any taxes. They don't any speeding tickets in the greater Buchanan County area. How does that work?
No, it's just a local guy. He's been a huge help with the Little League ballpark.
Okay.
They renovated the whole ballpark, and he has.
So does he know that he's being nominated? That he's
winning?
Yes,
he does.
Okay, I don't want you to give it away here because he could be listening. And be like, oh,
No, he knows. He knows.
Okay.
But yeah, so just above and beyond of putting all this work into the ballpark, and it looks great.
So that's on Friday.
Yes.
And then on Saturday, that's the big to do. That's the big wing ding doodle.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing right there.
Yes. The carnival will be at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
The Historical Center is open again from 2 to 6. The parade is at 4.
Yes.
Anyone is welcome to come to the parade.
Even Eric Walker. Anybody's welcome.
And you can be in the parade. Just be at the high school at 3:15. Get lined up. Get in there. Any business, organization, whomever, you can be in our parade. And it's free.
Got you. Don't have to pay to get in.
Nope. Just
What's the rule on throwing or handing candy out there in Winthrop?
You can nicely toss it.
Nicely toss it. Okay. You don't chuck it at somebody.
No.
But you don't have to walk it and hand it to
somebody. No, you can just nicely toss.
Gotcha. And then that's just through the early afternoon. Then what happens Saturday, like late afternoon, evening, and all that stuff?
Yeah, so we'll have face painted again, and that's by the EB Girls Wrestling Team. The barrel trains will be there again. Morehouse Band will start at 4:30, so immediately following the parade.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. The beer tent will be open at 4. The fire station is putting on a meal of ribeye sandwiches, baked beans, and potato salad.
Ooh.
And all that meat, Friday meat and Saturday, is coming from the Winthrop Locker.
Nice.
So it's going to be good.
Nice.
And then Pits and Perks will also be there again.
Okay.
And then after Morehouse Band, we have Dirty Champagne, which Justin Sullivan is part of that, and he's a local.
Okay.
He's originally from Winthrop.
Okay.
So we're super pumped about that, and the fireworks will be at dusk.
So there are fireworks and everything.
Yes.
Where's the best place to park? If you're coming to town and you want to partake in all this stuff, mm-hmm. where would you suggest people go and park and all that
right,
stuff?
Right, so right across from the park is the old, well, it's been a while, but like Triangle Plastic used to be there, but
okay.
now Wheeland owns it. It's just a big old parking lot that they let people park in. You could park at the doctor's office. Not a lot of space there, but
okay.
it's an option.
And are you shutting down the main thoroughfare north and south then, or you just got to play Frogger to go from your parking spot to the park?
You're going to play Frogger.
Okay, gotcha.
I mean, traffic's super heavy. So
oh, yeah. I mean, exactly.
But no, we'll obviously have it shut down for the parade, but after that, it's...
Gotcha. What is it about this event? I know it was Funnel Cake Days for a while, but you've gone back to your roots. What is it about this weekend that you, and I know everybody who puts this on, looks forward to?
I just love having everybody in the community. I'm not originally from there. I'm just from Independence, but my husband grew up there, and some of our members are like board of directors and whatnot. Our husbands are from Winthrop.
Oh, okay.
And we're not.
That's so, how you get roped into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
But no, I love seeing all the people and people coming back that aren't from Winthrop, and they're like, oh my gosh, this is great. This is how it used to be. We love seeing the carnival here and all the kids. So that's what I really like about it, is just that sense of community.
Gotcha. If somebody wants more information, Allie, where would they go to find it?
Our Facebook page,
okay.
which is putting Winthrop CNC Club.
Easy peasy.
On Facebook, yeah.
Or just, go up to Winthrop. You can't
not
miss it. You drive right. through, it's right there.
Right.
So.
And the carnival's coming to town today, so they're going to start setting up.
Nice.
And if you need carnival tickets still, you can go to That's a Cut. It's on Main Street
okay.
in Winthrop. And you can get your tickets there.
There you go. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You know, take care of the new guy. If he gets out of hand, let me know. All right,
I will.
All right, I want to know. So, Allie, Frank, thanks for coming in this morning. Winthrop Day is coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Details from their website on ours at kmch.com.